Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Emergency crews and civilians frantically searching the rubble in Turkey and Syria. After a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck, Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency says it's killed at least 76 people in seven Turkish provinces. Meanwhile, the death toll in government-held areas of Syria from Monday's quake climbed to 99. That's according to Syrian state media citing the health ministry. In addition, at least 334 people were injured in Syria earlier. 20 people were reportedly killed in rebel-held areas of Syria. U.S. Republican lawmakers continue to criticize the Biden administration for not taking down an alleged Chinese spy balloon earlier, a week after it entered U.S. airspace and triggered a dramatic and public spying saga that worsened Sino-U.S. relations. Reuters' Rachel Faber.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas told Fox News on Sunday, "We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States." The suspicious flying object was spotted just over a week ago, entering U.S. airspace near Alaska. It floated over Canada and then back over American territory in Montana, then continuing to the Atlantic coast, where it was brought down by an F-22 stealth fighter off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday.
Reuters' Rachel Faber. A former Israeli prime minister who served briefly as a mediator at the start of Russia's war with Ukraine says he drew a promise from the Russian president not to kill his Ukrainian counterpart. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett emerged as an unlikely intermediary in the war's first weeks. Bennett's mediation efforts appear to have done little to end the bloodshed that continues until today. This is VOA News. Britain is facing its largest ever strike by health workers Monday as tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance workers walk out in an escalating pay dispute with the government, spelling further disruption for an already strained health system. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since late last year, but Monday's walkout involving both will represent the biggest in the 75-year history of the National Health Service. Britain's top doctor, Stephen Powis, said strike action this week would probably be the most disruptive so far. Health workers are demanding a pay raise that reflects the worst inflation in Britain in four decades. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports that even though Pope Francis has again said that gay people should be welcomed by the Catholic Church, this does not change traditional teachings.
There's no indication that Pope Francis is going to change the technical policy of the Catholic Church, which holds that gay people should be treated with respect and dignity, but that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered. However, he has made it a priority of his pontificate to be more welcoming to the gay Catholics.
North Korea has scheduled a major political conference to discuss the urgent task of improving its agricultural sector. The meeting is a possible sign of worsening food insecurity as the country's economic isolation deepens amid a defiant nuclear weapons push. State media said Monday the ruling Workers' Party's Politburo met on Saturday and agreed to hold a larger meeting of the party's Central Committee in late February to review national strategies on agricultural development and set new goals. Another meeting was held in December, and it's uncommon for North Korea to hold such high-level meetings so close together. North Korea's economy was badly hit by pandemic-related border closures, and its crops were damaged by bad weather. Authorities say four children and a woman died when a boat carrying at least 41 migrants crashed on a rocky coast on the Greek island of Leros. The Coast Guard was alerted by a person who saw a body floating at sea. One boy found unconscious, was briefly revived in the hospital, but later died. That's according to the Coast Guard. Three other children who were conscious when they were found also died Sunday evening in the hospital. Three more minors and two adults were hospitalized early in the afternoon. The remaining boat passengers were taken to a reception camp to be sheltered. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.